The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 393.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is an actress, and I'm just really excited to have her on today to share her story and tips on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Suzy Nakamura. Suzy, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thanks for having me. Yes, I'm originally from Chicago. I'm a third generation Japanese American, and I've been doing theater and movies and television for 30 years.
Wow. Well, thanks for sharing that. It doesn't. When you said 30 years, I kind of like blanked out for a bit because you look so young. So.
Well, I started as a kid.
Oh, okay.
I'm just as shocked as you are when I did the math.
Thanks for sharing that. And Suzy, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
You know what? I've misquoted Maya Angelou. She has a quote, I think it's "you alone are enough." But I like to say, you know, either as a mantra to myself or to encourage someone else that, you know, you are enough, or who you are is enough, or what you have is enough. I just like that idea.
Thanks for sharing that. And, it's a great reminder to let us know that we are more than enough to go out there and do the things that we want to do or be the person that we are. I know sometimes we feel like we need someone to validate us or ask permission for other people to do the things that we want. But really, it's just up to us and to know that we are more than enough to go out there and do the things that we want, go after our dreams and live our best lives and be the best version of ourselves. So I really love that.
And if there's any hesitation, you know, it's usually because we feel that there's something lacking and that we're missing something or we're not quite there yet. But I believe every step we take is we have to know that who we are at that moment, at least, is enough to go on or pursue something or to initiate something.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
I would have to say that it's learning. It's a process. So I'm going to use a verb that suggests that it's ongoing. I think it's a learning process, and that self-confidence is this sort of self-awareness and decision to learn who we are and who we are within the context of the world.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, that's a great definition that you mentioned. And Suzy, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, I mean, I don't see myself as someone who has crossed the line, so to speak, from struggling with self-confidence to living a life full of self-esteem. I mean, I do believe it's ongoing, but I do remember, you know, in my teens and even 20s, just sort of that doubt, which I feel is normal because you don't have any life experience to inform yourself, you know, so all you do is doubt yourself. But I believe that's a healthy process. I believe it's healthy to doubt yourself, because if you don't, then you're a narcissist, basically. And so I think once I discovered, and you know, and honestly, I think the big shift for me was when my parents died, because they're always that support system and that cheerleader for you. And so when they're gone, the only person left to do that for yourself is yourself. That was probably a watershed moment for me. Is, you know, through tragedy, I, you know, decided to be my own cheerleader.
Thanks for sharing that, Suzy. And I like how you mentioned, you know, you were being your own cheerleader, because sometimes there's going to be moments where we're just by ourselves and we're going to have to face things by ourselves, and learning to be our own cheerleader, our own support system, can really help us along the way. I mean, it can be something as simple as like laughing at our own jokes, you know, it makes a huge difference. I mean, I always laugh at my own jokes because, and my friends will always look at me funny, like, why are you the only one who laughs at your own jokes? I'm like, if I don't start it, then no one's going to follow me, right? I mean, if I can't laugh at myself, like, then, you know, I'm just going to take life seriously, right? Like, sometimes we just have to learn to take things lightly. You know, because of you, you know, becoming your own cheerleader, what's your life been like now?
I used to think that you go through life and just sort of collect information and it, and you gain wisdom by collecting all this knowledge and experience. But I realize now that, you know, it's not just collecting things you know about yourself. It's also letting go of what you think is certain. It's this balance of gaining information and letting go of certainties that I love.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned letting go of what you think is certain, especially, you know, growing up as an Asian woman, we're like programmed to like just have this certainty, like we're going to live a certain life, go through certain things and, you know, be a certain person. And when we go outside of that, it's like, who are you? Have you gone crazy? Are people are going to laugh at you? People are going to think you're nuts. But, you know, that's just, you know, we just come to realize like that's just one person's perception of how to live your life, not your perception. You can go ahead and, you know, live the life that you want, right? Whether it's to travel the world, be an actress, be, you know, be anything, right? Like sky's the limit. And I like that you mentioned that, like, you know, when you just let go of that certain, like certain expectations, it's just life just feels a lot better. So thanks for
That's it. It's all expectations. It's basically managing your own expectations. That's probably the biggest difference for me is when I felt more self-confidence, part of that was sort of letting go of a lot of expectations and trying to be more spontaneous. And that just, it just made me generally happier. And along with that came a little more self-confidence as well.
Thanks for sharing that. And Susie, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
It's very difficult to see yourself. It's almost impossible, actually. You can't be objective about your own, how you're perceived and that kind of stuff. So what I did, and maybe it's because I'm a character actor too, I started studying other people and I tried to look for either, you know, traits or habits that I didn't want. And that was easier for me to sort of gauge than to try and achieve all these lofty goals that I hadn't even conceived of yet. And I used role models for positive images, you know, and it's, they were all people I knew that, you know, they were all friends of mine. And I just sort of collected this list of things who I wanted to be and more specifically who I didn't want to be. And that was just easier for me to study and to gauge instead of trying to, you know, be objective about myself.
Thanks for sharing that tip. I'm sure the listeners would love that. And, you know, like what you mentioned, you know, like sometimes we just need to step away from that and not be so objective about ourselves. So thanks again. And Susie, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
You can find me on Twitter at Susie Nakamura. I'm on Instagram as Not Really Susie. But you can find all those links on my website at susienakamura.com.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Susie, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Susie's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just really want to thank Susie for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Susie.
Thanks, Gina.
Not a problem. It was great having you on the show. To our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.